Hello, and welcome to the Bounded Enthusiasm Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Liu, and today's guest is BJ Novak. BJ is known for his work on The Office, writer, co-executive producer, and acted in it, as well as appearances in other movies and TV shows. But today, we are mostly talking about his new book for kids, The Book with No Pictures, which will be released the end of this month. So, welcome, BJ.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so tell me about your book with no pictures. How did this come about?
Sure. Well, I'm a writer and mostly a comedy person, and I love kids, and my cousins have kids. I don't have any kids right now. My best friend from college has a couple kids, and every time I'm there, I'm always asking if I can read them books, and I'm always trying to make them laugh because that's what I do.
Yep.
I'm always looking for the next laugh. And there's nothing better than a kid's laughter, because there's no such thing as a child's polite laughter. I've never heard that phrase, the polite laughter of a child. There's laughter and there's not laughter from a kid. So I'm always chasing that, and I really love sort of the classic funny books, Dr. Seuss. Right now, if there's a Mo Willems book, I always know to choose that. I like his books a great deal. And I thought, well, what is a book that I could read? He's a three-year-old boy. What's the kind of book I could read that would really make this kid laugh? What would crack this kid up? And I thought, well, if this kid handed me a book and the book made me say silly things that I didn't want to say, and this kid knew that that book was going to cause grown-ups to act silly against their will, I think that would be very funny. So I mocked up that book, and I thought, well, as an extra challenge, what if it's called The Book with No Pictures, and it feels like the kind of book that a kid would never choose, but there must be more to it. So anyway, all these elements started coming together, and I experimented with lots of different designs, and I went to the stationery store, and I, like, paper-clipped a fake book together with, you know, oversized, empty binding notebooks and stuff like that until I would have this book that I would bring to all my friends' houses with kids, and I'd say, could you read this to your kid? Because I wanted to see if everyone was funny reading
right.
this book, and if the book was clear how to read it, you know? And once I got it to this really sort of simple comedy level, I sent it around to a couple publishers, and Penguin got it right away. They said, this is exactly how we see it, and how we publish it, and how we market it. So that's sort of from beginning to end. A guy who loves getting a laugh, reading to kids, making the book, testing it, and here it is.
So for my listeners who haven't read the book yet,
yep.
it is in fact a picture book format, you know, large hardcover,
yep.
not a whole bunch of pages in it, but there are no pictures. Instead, it's filled with funny words, and kind of it's kind of a script for the reader.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Like
that's what I really realized a kid is doing when you're at that age. This book is for kids 4 to 8, although I've seen people outside that range enjoy it a lot too. When you're at that age where parents read to you regularly, a book is a script. It's a script for this experience between the parent and the kid, and the kid is in charge. And as an actor, I found that especially funny, because every time a kid comes up to me holding their favorite book, it's to me, I see a three-year-old Harvey Weinstein. I see a three-year-old producer saying, here are your lines tonight. Stick to the script. I may have you read it a second time. So I thought, well, it is very
yeah.
funny that any kid holding a book has the power over what the grown-up says.
Yeah. What's your toughest script that you've been given from a kid? As far as you know, you want to make them laugh. Like, have you gotten
right.
books that are just really serious where you're tempted to go off script?
I'll tell you, the kid that I wrote this book for, he's 3 years old. He's one of those kids. He's my godson, my best friend's son. He's one of those kids at that age obsessed with trains. Thomas,
mm-hmm.
everything train. His parents got him a subscription to a train magazine for adults. It's just, you know, latest Amtrak line has been, they've updated the rails. It's like a trade magazine for people who work on trains. He loves it. So that's what he wanted me to write. The Train Monthly. And, you know, I'm not going to read the text about how this Japanese bullet train improved its speed by 10% thanks to this engineer, you know. So I had to make some stuff up. That was a bit of a challenge.
So you went off script. Did he know that you were going way off script?
That's a good question. Probably.
Yeah.
But But I think, you know, when you're very young, he was about two at that time, when you're very young, you haven't really quite understood how a book works. You know, is the parent kind of, does it tell a, the parent kind of telepathically kind of know what's on the page? Is it about the, completely about the words? You know, I don't think a kid completely understands that the word is a code for what the book has to say. And that's part of the fun I had with the book with no pictures, explaining to kids that probably more or less know, but need it spelled out if they're very young, what a book does, what a word does, and what you can make a word do.
Absolutely. Well, that's cool. I like the idea. And what happened with my kids was, you know, I read it to them, and, you know, they laughed and they wanted me to read it again, and I did. Mm-hmm. And then my 10-year-old had a friend of hers come over just to play, and they go, here, here, here. Read this book. Read this book. You have to read this book out loud.
Uh-huh. Right, yeah.
so they got this other 10-year-old girl reading this book to them, and she's going through going, why am I saying this? You know, but
yeah.
She
Well, it's, you know, it's pretty innocent when you're an adult. The things that it makes you say, I am a monkey who taught myself to read. You know, it's pretty innocent type of, it's an innocent type of silliness, but it's very rebellious, I think, for the youngest kids to see a parent saying these silly things. And I have seen kids, yeah, they run up and like it's a trick, you know, don't tell him what the book said, you know, let me show it to this person. And that made me put the back cover as a warning, you know, supposedly addressed to grown-ups in big red letters, warning, this book looks serious, but it is actually completely ridiculous. If a kid is trying to make you read this book, this kid is playing a trick on you. You will end up saying silly things and making everybody laugh and laugh. So I like the idea that kids could think or imagine, if they're a little older, that they are getting away with something quite mischievous by having a new adult read the book. But I've seen that a lot. I read it, and then the kid runs up and makes a shh sound and asks someone else to read it, because everyone reads it differently. And any adult reading these silly words, especially grown-ups who don't think they're funny, like a grandma's, I'm not funny, you know. It was the funniest read yet, because the idea of a, you know, careful grandmother with her reading glasses reading, you know, my head is made of blueberry pizza, it was very funny. I designed it so that hopefully there's really no way to go wrong.
Right. So that even if you have really poor delivery, the kids are still going to laugh at
you. Or you don't think of yourself as funny. I really, you know, and I paid attention to every little detail, like when the page turns happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
meant to cause a comic timing that I don't want the reader to have to think about.
Yep.
You're not a comedian necessarily. You're just reading a book, but I wanted the book to invisibly do all that work for you, so you would just be funny just saying the words.
Well, I think it works.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, it's a great one. I'm expecting my kids to request that pretty often.
Well, I hope you don't get tired out from it, but it comes out September 30th, so as we're talking, I have not gotten many reactions yet. They're just sort of starting to happen, so it's still very exciting for me when I hear, you know, my kids loved it, they asked me to read it again, you know. So thank you for telling me that.
Yeah. So I know, you know, this is your first book for kids, but, you know, you've also written lots of other things, and, you know, you appear in The Office and other things. Tell me about your other books for grown-ups.
The book that I spent most of the past couple of years writing is called One More Thing. It came out this past February, and that's, you know, it's 64 short stories. Some of them are long by, you know, or standard short story length, like a 20-page short story.
Mm-hmm.
Some have been published in places like The New Yorker in the comedy section, which is like a 2-page story. And some of them are really for the internet age. They're just half a page, 2 lines. If I just had an idea that I thought, you know what, that's all I need to say on that.
Yeah.
I broke the book up. So I really wanted sort of a jagged reading experience where you could pick it up and find something super short. If you had more time, you could do it longer. So it's a collection of stories that are all funny, I will say, but, or at least I thought they were funny when I wrote them. But they start funny, and some of them go in more emotional or philosophical directions, but each one comes from a comedy idea. But that's for adults, definitely for adults.
You mentioned the very short stories, you know, that are almost, I don't know, I picture tweets. Do you feel like comedy has gotten harder to do long-form comedy because of Twitter attention spans?
Well, when people are engrossed, they actually want you to go on a long time. I say they want you. I haven't had that experience. But, you know, like a Harry Potter book is so long. You know, I think the short attention span thing isn't the whole picture. It's that people have different standards for their attention. They like short things, but they also want things to keep going. Mm-hmm. If they are paying attention, I think it's just a much more demanding attention span, not necessarily a shorter attention span.
Uh-huh. So now that you've got this picture book under your belt, are you planning to do more writing for kids?
Well, the book is part of a two-book deal with Penguin.
Okay.
So I have already jumped the gun and wrote the other book with no pictures, just in case they want more. It's just so much fun for me, and you really, if you've ever done stand-up comedy, you can become a laughter junkie. And the laughter of a kid, it's an even more powerful drug. So I've already written a draft of that, and I have some other stuff. But what I would also like to do is, I grew up really loving Roald Dahl, and there's sort of very intelligent style of writing that you do see sometimes now, but I would love to see more of it, this real imaginative writing for sort of the middle grade age group, where the author really assumes the reader is very intelligent and is going on a journey together with them mm-hmm. to investigate something. I would love to write in that form because that was a formative age for me as a reader. And I know exactly what that feels like to have a writer who understands you and is on your side. I would love to do a book for that age. And yeah, I definitely have a couple more, especially if this is successful and Penguin wants more. I really love this idea of being the author that a kid knows is going to help them be on their side with creating a laugh in a way that subverts an expectation. So the book with no pictures, I love that if you're a kid, when I hand this book to kids, they immediately look at it like I handed them an iPad. Like, what is that? You know, they know that this is not supposed to be for kids, but that's why they want it, you know?
Right, uh-huh.
I'd love to do things, again, that feel like I am on the side of the kid and the written word in terms of making comedy. So I have a few things that I've written out that I would love for that age group. But I also, you know, I love writing stuff for film and television and stuff like that, too. So I have more ideas than I have follow-through. I guess that comes back to your short attention span thing. My attention span, too, is a little scattered.
I guess next up, you're going to write a comedy show for kids, right?
You know, I actually do have an idea for that, yeah. I mean, again, anyone could say they have an idea, but I would love to do something, especially with music. I'd love to find a great musical collaborator and do that. I think that intelligence is the crucial factor for kids' stuff in a way that anything that really assumes the child is very intelligent and wants to go off and play in that realm of sort of, now that we both know we're smart, let's go down this road together.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what I loved as a kid and what I would love to try to create more of in TV and books, everything. The only type of kids' book I don't like is something that's really, sometimes you get these books that are speaking down to a kid and mm-hmm. so obviously trying to teach a certain lesson, even if it's a good lesson. And I think, you know, any kid, I think, can see through that stuff. Like, Dr. Seuss, to me, is the most educational writer, but the reason he's so educational is because the kids feel, oh, this guy's on my side.
Uh-huh.
This guy is team kid all the way. This crazy right. stuff is happening in these books. That's the kind of kids book author I want to be, that teaches kids, like, hey, this stuff is for you. These books, this is for you. And, you know, if I can get laughs along the way, even better.
Sounds great. Yeah, thank you so much for your time. I know you've got, obviously, a very busy schedule writing all of these different things.
Gotta write that stuff now that I just told all your listeners about it.
We're gonna be expecting a trailer soon, right?
Yeah. Well, I have this book tour for this book, so I'm actually really looking forward to that, but I'm about to hit the road for 2 weeks to go to all these different cities for readings of the book with no pictures, and then after that I'll get to the next book. I promise.
Okay, well, congratulations on your book, The Book with No Pictures, which comes out, you said, September 30th?
Yep, and there's all information about it, and if you want to see inside the book or videos of me and eventually other people reading the book, reviews of the book, it's all on thebookwithnopictures.com.
Awesome. All right, well, have fun on your book tour. I hope you get a lot of laughs.
Thanks very much. That's a great wish on someone, and I appreciate it.